We just got wind of some insider crypto information that is one of the most bullish updates to a small cap altcoin you've ever heard.
Nobody knows this yet, but what we're about to share with you is exclusive and could lead to the next 100x in crypto.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
We just got wind of some exclusive insider information from a small cap crypto project, and this may be one of the most bullish news updates we've heard all year.
Okay, this team is gearing up for millions of dollars worth of investments, which is going to be used to grow their inventory, hardware devices, which is going to lead to critical mass adoption, in my opinion. It's going to help stabilize the business. It's going to create a ton of marketing dollars. What this project is about to release, I literally think it's going to propel it to the moon.
Yeah.
Like, not financial advice, but when you pay attention to what we're saying in this episode, you'll understand why and what I mean by this.
100%. So I want to just paint the picture, set the ground stage for what we're about to reveal. And when you understand, when you watch this episode until the end, and I guarantee you, this is an episode you need to watch to the end. And if you like this kind of content, please subscribe for more. But what this project is about to reveal is going to change the game in crypto. It's going to change. It's just so revolutionary, right? So if you've been following us for a while, you know we're very bullish on this project. Is AxinDAO. The ticker is AXGT. Now, we've talked about different narratives they operate in decentralized science, in AI, and all these kind of things. And to get to where they're at, what they're about to do, the product they're about to release, the platform they're about to unveil, we need to kind of give a bit of a background of how they're able to do this, right? So they just attended the NVIDIA GTC AI conference, right? And the only way they got these tickets was an exclusive invite from NVIDIA themselves. Probably the only crypto project that got that.
Yeah.
And the only way that AxinDAO is able to move so fast in the background and build these groundbreaking pieces of technology and platforms is because of their close partnership with NVIDIA. They get access to the most cutting edge NVIDIA tech, which means, and when you understand, when we reveal this bullish news and this update, because it's all ingrained in AI, they're using AI to detect diseases. They're using AI to build, wink, wink, devices that people can use to contribute to healthcare studies, to prevent diseases, to detect diseases, and actually get rewarded in crypto doing it. And it's all centered around their technology, their AI technology, which is built in their integration and potential official partnership with NVIDIA. So the fact that they just attended this conference, this is one of the key pieces you need to understand to move towards what they're about to announce, which is this insider information that we have to give to you today.
So what we like about AxinDAO currently is the fact they have this platform that decentralized science, and anybody can contribute their data, which is contributing to this realm of science, research, and all these things. It's making it a lot easier for researchers to get this data and apply it to what they're trying to build. So AxinDAO currently has something known as A+ Voice, which is, you know, individuals like you and I, anybody who's watching, you can all contribute. You speak into your microphone or into your phone or whatever, and you're rewarded with AXGT tokens for your contribution to these AI algorithms, which can determine if you're developing certain diseases. This new product that they're rolling out, and that's the beautiful thing about AxinDAO on their platform, is you're going to continue to see so many new products that are going to be hitting their platform that it should be driving the value of AXGT over the upcoming years. So they're releasing something known as Cure OS. So it's a Cure operating system. And NVIDIA, to your point, has just assigned two architects to observe the CureOS project. Bro, NVIDIA is now working with Axendow, officially slash unofficially.
Basically, yeah.
To ensure that this, because this is going to be groundbreaking, they are officially working with them to ensure that this product is a success.
Yeah, this is, and you can't overstate the value. NVIDIA is a multi-trillion dollar company, the hottest tech company in the world, and they've assigned two NVIDIA architects to observe and oversee the CureOS project from Axendow. Axendow also just got their certification completed at the NVIDIA thing, their technical certification, which accelerates all their data science and their AI technology. They're submitting new decks to get that official partner program, which comes with a minimum of a $20 million investment from NVIDIA. And this all leads to, and we haven't even gotten to the big, big reveal yet, right? So if you're watching this, keep watching, because we haven't gotten to the ground-shattering reveal from Axendow yet. But the first step you need to understand now, we've covered the NVIDIA thing. So step two will be, before we go to the grand reveal, is the CureOS thing, right? Because CureOS is what Axendow is working on. It's kind of like their center, like think of it as your AI health oracle. CureOS is going to be the one platform where all of your health data is going to be going into, which is collected by your Axendow devices, wink. And it's going to integrate with all these AI protocols around the world that are using all this new technology to study your health data, to contribute to research towards things like Parkinson's or all these other things that Axendow is working on. It's all going to be in one central location that as you travel the world, and it's that's the thing, right? If you go from province to province, state to state, your health data doesn't necessarily transfer over. But with CureOS, it's all going to be in one thing in your pocket and integrated with all these other AI protocols. It's going to be your singular health protocol.
So how are they doing all the tracking? That leads us to the grand reveal.
Mm.
You've all heard of the Aura Ring? Well, introducing the Cure Ring. And this thing is going to revolutionize the healthcare industry forever, in my opinion. So the Aura Ring, it's like a fitness tracking ring for those of you who are unfamiliar. Pretty much tells you, you know, how good you've been sleeping, how much rest you need, and all these things. That's about it. They're generating $500 million in annual revenue yearly. They just doubled it from 2.5 million rings sold. It's $300 bucks for the ring, and then you pay this annual subscription.
Yep.
The annual subscription is a bit of a new one, like annoying, because you're going to have to be paying that for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. The Aura Ring collects your data and all these things, but what does the Cure Ring do? And what makes the Cure Ring so much better than the Aura Ring?
Yeah, so for me, the Cure Ring is the missing piece that is going to bring Axendow to the masses and propel AXDT to a $1 billion or multi-billion dollar market cap. Now, if you look at AXDT, the token right now, it's at a $30 million market cap. This is what I think is going to see it do another 50 to 100x because it is a consumer-facing wearable device that people are already comfortable with, right? The valuation of Aura Ring is $2.5 billion.
Crazy.
The valuation of Noom, which is the number one software that tracks Aura Ring, is $4 billion. The valuation of Axendow is $30
million. Yeah.
Which one do you want, right? So with Cure Ring, you're being paid in crypto to give your data. With Aura Ring, they're just taking your data and profiting. They're charging you money every month. They're charging you money for the ring. They're sending your data to who knows what kind of companies, and you're getting nothing from it. You're paying for them to suck your data out, right? That's the whole thing about crypto, right? It flips traditional things on its head. So now with Web3 integrations, with Cure Ring, you're being paid to wear the ring. And remember that CureOS thing we just talked about? Well, all of your data that the Cure Ring made by Axendow is going to collect is going to seamlessly integrate into CureOS. So it's going to track your fitness, your exercise, your sleep, your diet, all that kind of stuff through the Cure Ring, seamlessly integrate into the CureOS platform, feeding in through all these proprietary AI algorithms that Axendow is working on and partnered with, and legitimately make you a healthier person and pay you to do it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know, it's insane. And when you look at the market cap between Aura Ring and what Cure Ring is, the fact that it's feeding into like these AI algorithms and, you know, with the, like I said, with the Aura Ring, how it kind of just tracks your sleep and all these things and that's it. At least with this, it's going to be being fed into these AI algorithms, which are in turn going to give you information, personalized information for what you should be doing, how you can be recovering better and all these different things. Like this is powered by AI health agents. So basically it's going to allow you to connect with your family, doctors, nurses, all these things. This is going to end up saving people's lives.
Yeah.
And you're getting paid in AXDT.
And this isn't just some idea, right? It's not like, oh, okay, you know, Mac and Chris, they've had this idea for a ring. So 2 years they're launching this ring. This thing is basically ready. people are testing the Cure Ring right now. The marketing, the landing page, the e-commerce, the customer support, it's all going to be ready very, very soon. You're going to see this ring on market very soon, which is going to send Axon DAO to the stratosphere. We're going to be personally testing this ring. It's going to be so easy. So they're actually built a standalone mobile app for the ring, for the Cure Ring. It's going to be easy. You log in, set your profile, connect your MetaMask, see your rewards in your community rank, see your QureOS health diary daily, connect all your data, get access to all this AI stuff, all via this app which connects with the ring. It's insane. Like, this is going to be one of the easiest to use consumer wearable crypto devices launched by a small market cap token, which still no one knows about.
So current feedback is that the ease of use for the Cure Ring is significant. It's significantly easier to use. You know, you go into the app, it's going to be super seamless. What we've also been hearing is that the sensors are way more accurate. So it's going to give you more fine-tuned data. It's going to track more exercises, almost everything you do in your life versus a small amount of things that you can do with the Aura Ring. It has a much longer battery life, which is going to be huge. You don't have to be plugging in, charging all these things. But you're also, I think there's something to do with how they're going to be rewarding users who have been using the Cure Ring for a little while.
Yep.
They're going to get reimbursed in AXET tokens. So it's actually going to be such a cheap thing to own as well.
So they're actually going to be incentivizing people to, you know, buy the ring and continue to use the ring. If you continue to use the Cure Ring on a daily basis, they're going to be vesting you back 50% of the purchase price of the Cure Ring in Axon DAO tokens into your wallet. So offering a 50% token discount for people that actually use the ring. If you're going to buy the ring, it's going to be so easy and make your life better and healthier, and you're going to earn money from just wearing it and using it. It's honestly, it's a no-brainer. It's crazy. I don't think they're going to be charging a monthly subscription either for access to QureOS. That's another thing, as you mentioned before, with Aura Ring and competitors. You buy the ring, you got to pay monthly. With Cure Ring, you buy the ring, they're giving you 50% price discount, and there's no monthly subscription.
Yeah. They're paying you. And you're contributing to science. It's like, I don't know. The Axon DAO team never ceases to amaze me. It seems like you think there's nothing going on, and boom, here you go. Here's this new thing we've created. This is probably one of the most undervalued projects in all of crypto. When you see that there's a hardware device, you know, when they start rolling out 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 of these things, everybody's earning AXET. You know, there's going to be a burn mechanism, maybe like a deflationary mechanism to the AXET token as well through all this. I mean, the sky's the limit here for Axon DAO, in my opinion.
For sure. And, you know, some people might say, look, I already have the Aura Ring. I'm already all set up on my Apple Health or my Google Health, and I don't want to transfer everything over. Well, guess what? Axon DAO team thought of that as well. So the data that's going to be collected via the Cure Ring, they're not going to make a closed wall system. They're going to allow you to integrate your health data. If you want to choose away from QureOS, you can integrate your health data that you're collecting and being rewarded for with the Cure Ring into Apple Health or Google Health. They're going to let you do that. No worries. So now you can use your same old school platforms, Apple, Google, whatever, but you can still be contributing to the Cure Ring and being rewarded in AXET tokens for wearing it. Like, again, these guys are 10 steps ahead of everyone.
Yeah, I'm hearing murmurs that brand names that you're already familiar with will be porting their apps and becoming extensions of the module inside QureOS. So think of there's all these external hands now. They're going to be collecting the data, sharing it. Like, that sky's the limit here for Axon DAO.
Yeah, so now if we haven't already convinced you that Axon DAO is going to do another 100x based on the back of this Cure Ring, QureOS, NVIDIA partnership triangle of amazingness that they've got going on, we can just briefly touch upon some of the other catalysts that we've been talking about for a while that are still upcoming, like potential tier one exchange listings. We feel like that's going to happen soon. We don't know who, we don't know when, we don't know why, we don't know where, but it's going to happen.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And then you talk about, if you read between the lines, they're raising a ton of money from more venture capitalists to continue to boost. You think about it, all this stuff they're doing in the background, they need money. But what they're going to be doing is raising a bunch of money from venture capitalists and reducing sell pressure on the token, because they're no longer going to be needing to pay for things in the AXET token. So what you're going to see is reduced sell pressure on the AXET token, more traditional finance money coming into power Axon DAO as the company, not just on the crypto side, to make this a multi-billion dollar company. And the reason why some of this takes a little longer for Axon DAO than some of these other coins is because, again, this is a USA-based LLC. They are doing everything by the book. That's why you're never going to be able to stake Axon DAO, because U.S. staking laws don't allow that. That's why some of these things, they have to meet with their lawyers and actually make sure they're not going to get sued. they're not moving at the fastest, like some of these meme coins, but they're moving in a smart way that is going to set AxesInDAO up to be a mainstream competitor in the healthcare and AI world for decades. That's why we truly believe this has all the makings of a multi-billion dollar project, a multi-billion dollar coin. And AxesInDAO, at time of recording, sit around a $25, $30 million market cap. I know it did a 200x from TG, but guess what? I think it's going to do another 200x. Obviously not financial advice. This is just my personal opinion, but hey.
What do you think happens when AxesInDAO presents this Cure operating system at the next NVIDIA GTC conference, which they've applied for?
Yep.
They're already working hand-in-hand with NVIDIA right now.
Yep.
With they have their architects and all these things. They're going to be granted a spot to actually speak in front of thousands of venture capitalists, thousands of investors. We're finally going to, it's not just going to be our audience knowing about this. It's going to be big billionaire people out there who are going to be learning about what AxesInDAO is actually doing. Once they learn from the AxesInDAO team what's happening, that's when this thing goes ballistic.
This is the potential to be one of the biggest stories in all of crypto when the Cure Ring launches and people start to see all the amazing AI, DeSci, healthcare things that AxesInDAO has been working on in the background. And as always, we are bringing you this exclusive alpha first. You are always the first to know about it. We're going to always make these episodes to share the alpha first with you guys, our beloved community. So if you like this kind of content, make sure to subscribe for more.
And then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.